Well, the long-awaited National Disability Insurance Scheme will start operating next week, with launch sites getting underway across four states. In New South Wales, disability care will operate across the Hunter region, and in Victoria, in the Barwon area that's around Geelong. In South Australia, the scheme will be available for all children, and in Tasmania, services will be available for around 1,000 young people aged between 15 and 24 years old. This week, we're focusing on the New South Wales Hunter region, on what disability care means for that community and eventually for the whole country. Madeline Jenner reports from Newcastle.
2 years ago, Lisa Parker moved out of home. She was 32 years old and had always dreamt of moving out. But her disability means she's confined to a wheelchair, and while she does get some support, it's not a lot.
They do my showering for me and I do my 1 hour hair cleaning, but they're not meant to.
And that's it, says Lisa Parker's mum, Kay Morrow. That's all Lisa is currently entitled to. And it means that Kay provides a lot of the assistance.
I'm so proud of Lisa because from the day she moved in there, she managed. We've 20,000 phone calls, of course. Oh. I think she managed better than what I did. I went through a very hard time, separation time. But no, she's going good. I had her pretty well trained before she actually went out. So she was doing cooking, washing, making her own bed before she actually went out. What was the hardest thing, Lisa? Probably not having anyone to talk to. What was the hardest thing, darling? You've come across a problem when you were sick, weren't you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, cleaning up after that.
Both Lisa Parker and mum Kay Morrow hope that disability care will mean better access to services and new equipment. They've been meeting with Sharon Charters from the service provider Life Without Barriers to try and work out what disability care will mean for them. Under the scheme, every individual will meet with a government planner who will work out what they're entitled to and devise an individual plan based on what works for them. The government has stressed that no one will be worse off, and Sharon Charters from Life Without Barriers believes Lisa Parker will really benefit from the scheme.
We're trying very hard to have those conversations with parents and putting it out there for people to think outside that square and think outside the box a little bit. And like Kay and Lisa said, you know, thinking about in the future. So not just talking about now, but talking about the future that, you know, we do have a lot of older parent carers and they want to know that everything's going to be safe for their young person. And then we also have a lot of participants in our client base, like Lisa, that, you know, in 2 years, Lisa's come a long way. But there has been some obstacles. So we're talking about, you know, maybe some equipment and modifications not coming as soon or as quickly as it hoped and did hold up some of the process of Lisa being independent. So with the, you know, she was trying really hard to do A, B and C, but the equipment and the modifications were coming 6 months later. So hopefully disability care, we're excited about that maybe things will be a lot quicker in the planning process.
Lisa's old wheelchair is a good example of that. She has a new chair now, but the last one was 14 years old and incredibly uncomfortable. Lisa Parker and Kay Morrow are still unsure of exactly what they'll get under disability care. They live in the Lake Macquarie local government area, which means Lisa won't switch over until early next year. By July 2016, about 10,000 Hunter area residents will be covered by the scheme, but realistically, only a couple of hundred people will transfer across next Monday. Belinda and David Prince will be two of the first people to be covered by disability care. They've already had several meetings with their planner and their parents, Ron and Lynn Prince. They've got a pretty good idea of what they want. The family held its own planning day earlier this year, covering the walls of the house with butcher's paper outlining their hopes and goals. When the planner turned up, they had photocopies of the butcher's paper ready to go. Parents Ron and Lynn Prince.
We have two children with intellectual disabilities. David is 32 and Belinda is 30. They were lucky enough to score a supported living fund package about 12 months ago. and they have been living independently for 4 years previous to that, with Ron and myself doing most of the support. So when this opportunity came along, it was terrific. We could see a light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah, we, through the Supported Living Fund, we set down to do a plan, and we looked at our options that would best suit Belinda and David where they were at the present stage. And through that, we looked at having a home assistant, which they share. They've also got a lifestyle assistant each. So the home assistant is the things around the home.
Cooking.
Domestic goddess, in other words.
People who know the disability sector well talk about the lottery of services. Some people get better access to programs and assistance, others don't, and there's often little rhyme or reason to it. If there are any winners in this lottery, it's probably those who have access to a supported living fund. It's the closest model to what we're likely to see under disability care. It's an individual pot of money and a lot of say in how that money is spent. But it's also a lot of work. Ron and Lynn Prince hire their own staff, and with Belinda and David unable to manage their own fund, they're all worried about the future.
That's probably one of the issues that I've already started to look at and touch base with disability care, as particularly with our circumstances. We've got a very small family.
We haven't got a big extended family. Mm. So, yeah. And we think, well, once Ron and I aren't able to involved, or you know,
we need to put something in place that we can trust. Works for the guys.
I mean, she gets tired. She does get tired.
It's a concern shared by Kay Morrow. Over the last few years, she's watched her daughter catch her first bus and cook her first meal in her own flat. She wants to make sure that Lisa doesn't lose her independence.
It's been wonderful to watch. She's just bloomed from the word go. We started making one sandwich. And, 2 years later, here she is in her own place. She does need a lot more help there, but she's managing and she's doing really well. I am concerned about it continuing in the future, that Lisa will have the support she needs as time goes on.
That's Kay Morrow ending that report from Madeline Jenner. And tomorrow we'll take a closer look at what disability care means for disability service providers who are gearing up for this change. Disability care kicks off formally and practically on Monday, and we've got a series of reports on as disability care gets ready to take off. It's 8:15 on Breakfast.